One of the crucial factors for success in any business is knowing your numbers. So in today's episode, I am going to share with you a very simple marketing math that will help you to focus on the most important parameters when you are analyzing the numbers in your business. And the episode begins after this quick intro. Hello everyone, you are listening Rishabh Jain on The Rishabh Jain Show, digital marketing podcast for side hustlers. And my mission with this podcast is to give you the best strategies, tactics, and knowledge about sales and marketing funnels so that you can build and grow your digital coaching and consulting business and live the life of freedom and abundance. And the episode begins now. Okay, so let's just talk about the math, the marketing math, which is very crucial if you want to run a profitable business. Now, first of all, why it is important to have the clarity about your numbers? So, in case you are not aware about the numbers, in case you don't know your numbers, then what will happen? You actually don't know that how many leads you need to generate, how many sales you need to stay profitable and to run your business successfully, and you will not be able to allocate the budgets properly for your advertising. You will not be able to allocate the budgets properly for your expenses, like for the tools and everything that is needed. So in having the clarity about numbers and knowing that how much you are spending and how much you are actually generating is very important. And also knowing that whether your business is profitable or it's not profitable is very important, because in case you don't have this clarity, it is going to affect badly your business, and you end up making a losses. So that is why it's very important that you should know your numbers and have the clarity about it. Now let's just talk about a very simple marketing math. So this episode is going to be a very quick episode, and I'm going to share a very simple thing where I will talk about two parameters that you need to focus on if you want to stay profitable in your business. And as soon as these two parameters are in the appropriate proportion, you will see that your business is actually thriving. So let's just dive deep into it. So let me explain you what are those two parameters. So the first parameter is CPA, that is cost per acquisition, and the second parameter is ACV, that is average cart value, or also known as AOV, that is average order value. Now let's just see what are these two parameters. So the cost per acquisition means the money that you are spending to acquire a customer. And when you are running ads, you will see this number in the analytics section, and this number is very important because it gives you the eye clarity that how much money you are spending to acquire a customer. And you will get this data when you are running the conversion ads. Okay, if you are running the ads to sell a product, it's not about leads. You are not generating leads here, okay? You are actually running ads to sell the product, right? And when you are running the conversion ad and you are selling something, it will tell you that how much money you are spending to acquire a customer. And then when you know this number, that what is your CPA, cost per acquisition, the second number that you need to know is your average cart value. So basically this is the how much money on an average a person is spending in your entire funnel. Okay, so you may have one product, two product, three product. So if you have only one product, then in that case the average order value would be the price of the product that you are selling. But in case you have 3-4 products in line and you are upselling them, then in that case you have to see this number, that what is your average cart value, means how much money on an average a person is spending when that person is becoming your customer. So it's a data that is very important, but you will get it when you have few sales. Suppose if you got 50 sales, then what you will do, you will analyze those 50 sales and you will see that, okay, on an average per person I am getting this much money, I am getting this much value from each and every customer. So basically what you will do, you will get the total revenue that you have generated, and then you will get the total number of customers that you got, okay? And you will, when you divide the total revenue with the total number of customers, you will get the average order value, okay? On an average per how much money each and every customer has given you, or how much money each and every person is spending in your funnel. You will get this data, you will get this number, and this number is very important, because now you have two numbers. First number is the cost per acquisition, means how much money you are spending to get the customer, and second is the average order value, which is how much money each and every person is spending, how much money each and every person is giving you. So the goal here is to keep the average cost per acquisition less and average cart value high. So if you are spending $1 on acquiring a customer, but if you are getting more than that, if each and every person is spending on an average more than that, maybe $2, $3, $4, it means that you are profitable, because you are spending $1, but each and every person is actually giving you $2, $3, or maybe $4. So it means that your funnel is profitable, right? And you have the scope, you have the revenue to spend on tools, you have the revenue, you have the money to spend on advertising more. This is very important. So this is a very simple marketing math. You have to get the clarity about these two numbers, your cost per acquisition and your average cart value, and then you have to make sure that your cost per acquisition is less and your average cart value is more, okay? And if it is not, then what you can do? So let me just give you the quick strategy that will help you to increase the average cart value. So basically what you need to do, you need to have the product in the back end, okay? This back-end product will help you to increase the average cart value. Suppose in front end, maybe you are losing money. You are actually spending more. Your average cart value is less and your cost per acquisition is high. So what you will do, you will have a product in the back-end, which could be the high ticket product as well. And then what you will do, you will sell that product to the customers, the same customers that you have acquired. And you will do it by using the backend funnel, like the funnel which is the email marketing and retargeting and all these strategies. And when you will have those sales as well, what you will do, you will see the revenue that you have generated from the backend product, and then you will see that how many people have bought that product. Basically what you will do, you will divide the whole revenue that you have generated from the backend product with the number of customers you have, okay? So when you divide the number of customers that you have with the revenue that you have generated just from the backend product, you will see, you will get the number that how much money people are spending on the backend product on an average. And when you add the previous average cart value with this number, you will see that yes, you will have a number which will give you the average cart value, and this average cart value must be greater than the cost per acquisition. So if your average, if this is how you will increase the average cart value, right? Because this backend product is like the product which will increase the average order value each person is the money that each person is spending with you, and ultimately if that will increase, your profitability increase, your revenue will increase. This is how it works, right? So this is what I want to share with you in today's episode. I hope you find today's episode helpful and valuable. Please share this episode with your friends so that I can reach out to more and more people and help them with my podcast. Also, don't forget to subscribe the podcast on your favorite streaming platform and write a review about the show. You can download my 7-step guide to start and launch your first digital coaching program by going to the link swiy.co/coach. swiy.co/coach. See you in the next episode very soon. Till then, stay blessed, stay awesome. This is your host, Rishabh Jain, signing off. Thank you very much.